And we're back here in Bad Axe. Hubley tacks on 8 more points. It's now 44-0 over Bad Axe with a running clock in the third quarter. 4:40 remains in the third quarter as Hubley just kicked off to Bad Axe there. Muff the catch there on the kickoff, and they finally get it down at about the 19-yard line of Bad Axe. They have a long ways to go to get back into this one and even into the end zone.
And it's starting to rain again here, Clark.
It never stopped.
Yes, it did, didn't it?
No.
At halftime, I thought it stopped.
Well, you're inside, that's why.
Oh.
Anywho, a handoff looks like to, not exactly sure, but they're caught in the backfield for about a loss of one.
And the host, the Bearcats, made the hit. I'll tell you what, the Maddox Hatchets right now are going to have to say, hey, it's no problem. We don't care about the score. We have to go to McBay's Insurance and try to put some points on here.
That's right. They're your no-problem people. That's the McBay Insurance Group located at 121 West Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. Second and 10 for the Hatchets. They do another handoff there. Looks like they gained about 2 yards up to about the 20-yard line now. On the bottom of that pile is number 47, Spencer Kelly.
I know the Hatchets right now don't feel very good about themselves, but they have to just kind of regroup, Clark, and just kind of try to see if they can get the ball down into even scoring position. Let's see if that for a morale goal here in this football game.
I will say I do see some improvement from week one to week number six for this Hatchets team there. So,
but they're going up against the juggernaut of Ubley.
Absolutely. Braden keeps for himself, rolls to his left, gets to the 20-yard line, rolls back into his right, and a whole bunch of Bearcats bring him down. Right at the 20-yard line, loss of about a yard, brings up fourth down.
Hey, I can see the number. He's all the way over on this side.
There
if
you
he
go.
Stands up, and it's number 51 over there for the Bearcats, and that's Mike Becking making the hit, along with a host of other ones, of course.
So it's going to bring up another fourth down for the Bad Axe Hatchets, and the punt team comes back out with 2.5 minutes remaining in third. Ubley 44, Bad Axe nothing. Bad Axe going to punt this one away to number 5, Jason Coffin, who's at his at the midfield at the 50-yard line, and that's about right where it's going to hit and bounces out of bounds in Ubley territory right at the 42-yard line.
Well, it was a kind of a squib kick, a low one, and so the wind wouldn't take it and ran out of bounds there.
And we're going to take a quick break here. Tune to WLIW, Ubley 44, Bad Axe nothing.
Hi, it's Josh from the Flower Farm, here to personally invite you to our second annual Fall Harvest Days on Saturday, October 8th and Sunday, October 9th. Not only can you get lost in our giant robot corn maze, but you can sip fresh squeezed cider from Guza Orchards, have a delicious lunch from Top Dog Concessions, climb in local emergency vehicles, win a quilt or jewelry in a raffle, check out our gourmet gift basket department, play our pumpkin toss game, win door prizes, and reminisce with the antique tractors that will be on display. You can even bring your favorite dish to enter into our autumn recipe contest. That's second annual Fall Harvest Days at the Flower Farm, where good things bloom.
And it looks like a delay of game while you're out back at the ranch. Ubley doesn't even bring the team on the field.
I don't know what's going on. You know what? I think they're deciding that they want to go to McDonald's family and food and pick up some ribs after the game.
It looks like Congress out there.
No one knows
what's happening and no one's making a decision.
No. I think they want to go and take advantage. They're going to have to stay overnight, though. Those ribs are going to be $2.77 a pound.
And now there's a timeout on the field. So, Ubley, first and 10, a timeout called by Ubley with a minute 16 left in the third quarter. We'll be back right after this. Ubley 44, Bad Axe nothing.
Celebrate your September with Samsung. Thumb Cellular is giving you incredible savings throughout the month of September on Samsung's hottest new phones. Right now, you can get the Samsung Adorn Flip Phone for free at Thumb Cellular. Also this month, you can get the Samsung Gem Android Smartphone for free, featuring access to the Android Marketplace and swipe texting. While you're at Thumb Cellular, check out the Samsung Galaxy Android Smartphone featuring the Android 2.2 operating system. Access to the Android Marketplace with thousands of free apps, a 4-inch high-resolution touchscreen, and a 5-megapixel camera with flash for just $199. Terms of service apply. It's a Samsung September with great specials on all Samsung phones. So pick one up today at your nearest Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Then you'll too know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the thumb.
All right, here we go. Confusion all set. It's first and 10. Looks like Ubley called the timeout before the delay. Game first and 10 from their own 43-yard line. Drake hands it off to number four for Ubley. That is just for carry the night. Maybe a yard in that one.
Look like, what's number 52, Brad Loschenslager made the hit for the Hatchets.
Yeah, all right. So it's actually a long one on the play for Jesse.
I think what they called a timeout for, they wanted to get some different players in the backfield and try some different people at positions. They wanted to make sure they had every position covered.
As the third quarter winds down here with 30 seconds left.
And they didn't know that the Bearcats called the timeout.
C formation for Ubley, Drake under center. No, that's a new quarterback, actually, number 12.
Yeah.
Sweeney. Nick Sweeney, the quarterback for the Bearcats. New men all over the place. And about a gain of one there. Four. That is number 16 at the bottom pile. Number 16, Ubley, is Brian Bland.
And Spencer Kelly on the bottom, along with a host of other hatchets. You know, Ubley Motor Service, you know, they can't beat the weather, but they make sure your vehicle is running all the time, Clark.
That's right. And just like that is the end of the third quarter. Ubley 44, Bad Axe nothing. After three, one quarter to go with a running clock in Bad Axe. You're tuned to WLIW.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see that Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no per-check charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per-checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking. And great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
And we're back here in Bad Axe. The rain still coming down even harder than ever. Looks like the entire crowd, it's dwindling. It is dwindling indeed. The umbrellas are still out. Everyone just looks
but the
down.
But the lights down are off along Car Row over there, but there's still a lot of them over there, but there's a few empty spots.
It's cold out there. But right now, more importantly, it's a 3rd and 9 for the Bearcats. Now going right to left across your radio, Nick Sweeney, the quarterback for Ubley now with 3 men in the backfield. Bad Axe bringing everyone but 2 into the box. T formation for Ubley moving right to left across your radio. White jerseys, black pants, and white helmet. Off to number 4, Jesse Franzel gets ahead for about a yard out to the 45-yard line. Gain of about a yard and a half for Jesse Franzel, bringing up 4th down for the Bearcats. This could be their first 4th down of the night.
Yes, and Mike Becking for the Hatchets made the hit, so we're going to see here. 4th and long, what the Bearcats are doing. Right now, you know what? The Bearcats are ahead by numbers, just like if you went to Bayport State Bank.
That's right. We go by the numbers with Bayport State Bank every single pregame show. And by the numbers tonight, it is all Ubley. 278 yards rushing, and that's all they need. They have nothing through the air, and I don't blame them in these conditions.
No, and they've done an excellent – the offensive line for the Bearcats have done an excellent job, and the handling of the ball, the quarterback, even on these traps, Bad Axe has had some trouble handling snaps and fumbling the ball, but the Bearcats have none.
And here's a bold move going for 4th down after being up by 44. As the keeper from Nick Sweeney, he moves for 2 yards, 4 yards shy of the first down, so a change over at Hounds. Nick Sweeney with the 2-yard gain, not enough to move the chain. So first and 10, turnover, Hounds.